Broadway musicals have an unlikely champion, Spike Lee. The filmmaker was so taken with a show called Passing Strange and its star, a singer-songwriter named Stu, that he turned it into a movie. Our critic, Bob Mondello, suspects audiences will be glad he did.
Stu is a large African-American man, red shirt, black suit, appealing voice. He's the author, the songwriter, and the subject of Passing Strange.
Cue music.
Also the onstage narrator.
Sunday morning, South Central L.A., 1976. Mother stands in doorway. Youth is sleeping.
Wake up! The characters he's describing materialize on stage near him. A young man, also in a red shirt because Stu's tale is largely autobiographical, and a mom who almost immediately gets on your nerves.
Now jump out of that bed and come a-churchin' with me.
She drops the Negro dialect and speaks in her natural voice.
It's such a beautiful Sunday morning.
With that shift in tone, Stu lets you know that he'll be approaching this coming-of-age story with a twist or two. The middle-class Los Angeles teenager will grow up to be a lot like the adult singer-songwriter who's telling his story, but that doesn't protect him from a certain amount of mockery after he leaves a church choir, for instance, to form a punk band.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm at war with Negro mores, I'm at war with ghetto norms. My mother stands in doorways begging me to conform.
Our hero's path to adulthood takes him on a Candide-like journey to Amsterdam, where his middle-class world gets slightly exploded.
We just had sex. That's right, all three of us.
And to an art commune in Berlin, where he goes through a little hell and emerges with an epiphany.
See, I'm cursed to entertain. The crowd laughs too soon. And all I have is my pain, sharpened way out of tune.
You'll note that Passing Strange finds a musical style to suit each mood swing. It also has an impressive array of staging tricks, to which Spike Lee adds considerable pop and sizzle on screen. The director filmed two performances on Broadway, then shot the show again without an audience present to capture close-ups and offbeat camera angles. The cast is knocking itself out, and the strikingly edited result is theater magnified, amplified, brought to a kind of life that doesn't usually happen for theater on screen. I should admit right here that I'm a theater nut, so this particularly appeals to me. And I should also note that I had an opportunity to see the show live, and I passed on it. Boy, was I wrong, and boy am I glad that Passing Strange has passed my way again. I'm Bob Mondello.
Who lends the club that speakeasy air? The black one. The black one. Who dances like a god and has wunderbar hair? Der Schwarzer. Now he's the life of every soiree. He'll give the bums rush to your ennui. Turn off these lights, cause I barely can see. The black one.